Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Esterly?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care, in regards to speaking with Stella for home care.
Yes.
Hi, I go through, I work as an enrollment specialist and I assist with the application for Medicaid when needed. So she said that she went over the qualification. Did she go over the qualifications with you?
I don't think so.
Okay. So specifically for the program that we accept, but to also receive long-term care and have your choice in aid is through welfare or it's a Medicaid benefit. You would have to go through a 30-day application process, having two appointments with the state. The first one is financial to see if you qualify. And then the second one is physical. And then if you qualify physically, but not financially, they will obviously suggest other, programs to you. So I do recommend still applying. Although being qualifications for you're currently single or married?
Married.
So for dual, let me see, one spouse applying for this program. So for the sole applicant, it's $2,900 a month in income. So just for you alone is $2,900. So that includes any social security, disability, pensions, annuities.
Say that again, $2,900 for what?
$2,900 for your income limit a month. This is
okay.
For Medicaid, for specifically this program.
Right. So if I have, if I bring in more than $2,900, I'm not qualified.
So no, but the non-applicant does in assets have and is up to $157,000. So I'm not sure. Let me see. The asset wise, do you own? I'm going to say bank account, 401k, and it's over 2000.
No, it's not.
Okay. So what'll happen and the reason why I ask that is because if you're over the income limit, they drop the asset limit, vice versa. So if you're telling me that you're going to be over the income limit, if you're still under the asset limit, you're good.
With the total assets is $157,000.
For the spouse, yeah.
Oh, for the spouse.
So $2,000 for the applicant and $157,000 for the non-applicant, because when you guys are married, they're going to look at both together. So technically, yes.
But so if we own a house together and it's worth more than $157,000,
got it. Okay. So with this, if you do own your home, there is technicalities to it, although they won't count it as an asset outright. Like for this current application, there is potential, and I do always preface this with estate recovery. If the family does not, I believe, have like sufficient amount of money at the time of passing of the patient. So if you want, I can send you more on that, because when I do hear that somebody owns a home, I want them to look at it. So do you want me to get that over to you?
Yeah, I guess it would be a good place to start since I think I'm missing some of this.
So what I'm going to do is send you this. So it's called the Estate Recovery Program. Just look at the technicalities of it. And when it goes into the legalities, that's when I'm going to point you in another direction. Not to confuse you, but we do have, it's called PA Law Project, and they do assist people that own their homes. They're able to answer as many in-depth questions as you need. And they specifically help patients for this program. So I can send you all that.
All right, that's good.
Do you have any questions? I know that's a lot of information.
Yeah, I'll just wait till I get your info and then I'll
okay.
Have questions.
Do you want me to text it to you? I can email it, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, just email it would be fine.
What's the best email for you?
Greg, Greg, at EsterlyLink.com.
At EsterlyLink.com?
Yeah.
So Greg at EsterlyLink.com.
Yes.
Perfect. I will send it right when we hang up. And I'll send everything, contact information for myself if you have any questions, the law project, and the estate recovery program, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye-bye.